This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 21st, here at Gillette Stadium, a cold Foxborough, Paul Perillo, where I've had to resort to the Bill Belichick look of headphones over my hoodie to stay warm in the radio studio here.
It is cold.
The cold air from the outside is seeped on in. Paul, we'll get right into it on another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Big move this week in name, in player, in stature, but I don't know if it's an impact to the team. Paul Perillo, running back LeGarrette Blount. A couple days after I saw some people phrase it as pouting his way out of Pittsburgh, getting his release from the Steelers, unhappy with his role, left the field early Monday night in Tennessee, a day later left the organization, and then a day later was on his way here to New England to rejoin the New England Patriots. Obviously, we all know he had a great year last year late in the season, couple big games, the season finale, and then the playoff game against the Colts. I think he had 6 touchdowns in those 2 games, 8 touchdowns in those last 3 games there. Paul Perillo, this comes a week after Jonas Gray has 200 yards rushing against the Indianapolis Colts, but you can never have too much depth. What do you think of LeGarrette Blount rejoining the Patriots backfield?
I think it's a great move. I think you can never have, as you said, too many options, and I like a guy that has been through it before, and maybe they didn't win the Super Bowl last year, but he was very productive down the stretch in December and then into January in the playoff game, as you mentioned, with the 4 touchdowns against the Colts. Bad weather guy, big bruising type, and what I like the most about the whole thing with Blount is his ability to hit the big play. I think that's something in the running game that the Patriots lacked. They lacked it with Ridley, and I think they lack it a little bit with Gray, even though Gray had the huge game against Indy the other night. I like the move. I don't think there's any downside to it.
Played in 11 games with the Steelers this year, 266 yards on 65 rushing attempts, 2 touchdowns, so was relatively productive in his limited opportunities. Le'Veon Bell had sort of transformed himself, right, knocking on the door of a 1,000-yard season, lost some weight, added some quickness, really having a bit of a breakout year for the Steelers. And I think the Steelers probably intended Blount's role to be a little different before Bell took the reins and ran with an opportunity. So it'll be interesting to see. And Blount spoke with the media today, was happy to be back here, understands he's going to, you know, make his role, whatever it will be, as Bill Belichick said, and really didn't want to get into what went south in Pittsburgh. Although I will give him credit, or his reps credit somebody. He sent out a couple pretty classy tweets last night apologizing for the way it ended there and thanking the organization for the opportunity. So maybe making the best of an ill-advised situation that he got himself into. Just to clear it up, the roster move, Casey Walker, the defensive tackle, the pescatarian, was released to make room for Blount on the roster. There's some speculation that he could return to the practice squad, but nothing official in that area as of yet. Now we'll move on to the injury report as we do every week, and this ties into, as I get to the bottom of the injury report, the Blount situation, the running back situation, just a little bit. But we'll start at the top of the injury report. 2 players out. Chandler Jones, once again with the hip injury, did not practice all week. Cameron Fleming did not practice all week. Got rolled up on late last week in his impressive effort against the Colts and was seen in a walking boot on his left foot in the locker room this week. Did not practice all week, so certainly unfortunate for him to have another injury after he had just returned from the finger injury. Marcus Cannon, limited participation all week, is questionable with a hip injury. Hip, or once again, hip injuries for this team. Dominic Easley, the knee, did not participate on Thursday or Friday and is listed as questionable. Was limited, quote-unquote, in a walkthrough on Wednesday, which Lord only knows what that means.
Doesn't look good for him.
No, it does not. Nate Ebner with a finger, limited all week. He's questionable, although Patrick Chung wanted everybody in the media to know that Ebner was available at his locker to talk about the game plan. He wanted to break down the game plan. And nobody took him up on it, and Ebner didn't seem too happy for him to be called out there. And then the guy that I find, or a couple guys that are interesting, probable, both Brady and Edelman, the ankle for Brady, Edelman with the thigh, limited all week. We noticed that he landed on the sticks and got up slow on a jumping sideline catch in Indy. But, you know, scrappy Julian Edelman is probable. Scrappy Julian Edelman to be out there. And, you know, Tom Brady's always out there. Now, the last name on the list, Paul Perillo, the second to last, Ryan Wendell was limited on Wednesday, but then removed from the list. But Jonas Gray did not practice on Friday, not injury related, reportedly due to arriving late for practice, overslept, had an alarm issue with his phone, whatever it may be, and then had a tweet. Basically, I'm going to paraphrase about how quickly they turn on you.
Yeah.
And
but he's going to keep grinding through and doing what he always has done and working hard. And I don't know.
And do we think?
My guess is there have been some fans probably sent sarcastic, you know,
big head type quotes.
Yeah, like, you know, let's slow your roll there, buddy. 200 yards, you know, make sure you get to practice, you know. What's the matter? You don't need practice, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't think it had anything directed toward, you know, how he was treated and having to miss practice. And even some of those reports that you mentioned had indicated that he planned on being back here to talk with Belichick, much like Darrelle Revis reportedly did when he was late for practice earlier in the year. Came back. Sat down with Coach Belichick. They hashed it out.
Hall of Fame corner, 200-yard rusher, same.
Well, you got to treat them. You got to get your best players, and you got to treat them all the same.
In all seriousness.
And there was also a report that Akeem Ayers had the same thing last week, and he didn't start. I don't think it had anything to do with it, why he didn't start, I mean. I think that he may have been late for practice and whatnot.
Mildly concerned with this. This is becoming a
trend.
A little bit of an issue.
Yeah, a little bit of
a
trend.
I care for it. If they weren't on a 6-game winning streak, this is the type of thing people like you would say, this is 2009 all over again.
If they weren't the front runner to win the Super Bowl, I'd be really concerned about this.
If winning didn't cure all, and in all seriousness, though, is there a chance that Jonas Gray could be inactive, missing Friday practice?
I don't think there is. You think there is.
I think with
LeGarrette
Blount
returning,
I don't
think there's even a sniff of a chance of that.
I think it's a perfect opportunity to send a message to a young player. You got a back that you could count on, and you're probably not going to run the ball all that much this week against that tough Detroit front, number one against the run, number one against everything, you know, number one scoring unit. I think the game plan is probably going to be to spread them out and throw it.
I agree with the game
plan.
So
I think you can sort of send a message without really doing anything all that big a deal and have Gray
inactive. Really affecting your team.
I think there's a chance he could be inactive. But we'll have to wait and see. Big news of the week, LeGarrette Blount, the 250-pound running back, the guy who returned kicks and made big plays last year, dominated the rushing game at times and made big plays for this team. He is back, and he is looking forward to riding a balanced offense all the way to the Super Bowl, according to his quotes at his locker today, which is, you know, interesting thing for a guy who just got here to be saying. But for Paul Perillo, that's Andy Hart, me. We're going to do a roster report next week. Every Friday we're here. But until then, as always, Paul, Sunday, 10:45. Patriots pregame social presented by Dunkin' Donuts on Patriots.com radio. And then after the game, Xbox One postgame show with Paul, myself, and Mark Bertrand. We got you covered.
Who has it better than us?
Nobody does internet pre and post like the Patriots Football Weekly boys. I don't know if anybody else tries, but I'm going with it. For Paul, I'm Andy. Peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.